Janiel Bennett, square ball to Bowden. Neat interchange as Mag Homer tries to get in behind, but it's good covering from Daly Campbell, who manages to clear up the right channel. Tottenham then win possession back through Serkin. It's Mag Homer again, 25 yards out. Lovely ball into the feet of Parrott. He's trying to set up Bennett, and it might fall for Parrott again here on the left side of the box. It's a square ball, which is tapped home by captain Armando Shashua. And it's Tottenham Hotspur who lead at Meadow Park. It's Arsenal 0, Tottenham 1.
Tottenham managed to work themselves away into that penalty area. The ball square across the middle, and the Tottenham man could not miss whatsoever.
Arsenal spread it out towards the right-hand side. Vontae Daly-Campbell picking it up, trying to set up Amiachi. He's got lively feet, Amiachi, in his bright red boots, as he does really well to turn Bowden as they work it out towards the left-hand side. But a loose pass from Cottrell gives possession back to Spurs. They've then lost it 25 yards out. There's a chance now for Cottrell, and it's a wonderful finish. Left footed into the top corner, and Arsenal are back on level terms. All they needed was a sniff, and Cottrell was there to finish up the pieces. Tottenham, the architect of their own downfall, Cottrell, giving the ball away 25 yards from their own goal, and it was Cottrell who finished with aplomb into the roof of the net.
That high up into the top corner was a brilliant finish, and Arsenal find themselves in level terms, and it's been a very lively start to the game at Meadow Park.
The Serkin brings the ball forward for Tottenham Hotspur down the left. Low cross into Mag Homer. Touch out of the feet. He might have been brought down. He sets up Bennett instead, and Bennett finishes for Spurs and goes to celebrate in front of the Spurs fans behind the goal to our left. And they retake the lead in this one. Again, it's unselfish play, this time teeing up Bennett, who was alive at the far post, to finish for Tottenham Hotspur. It's Arsenal 1, Tottenham 2, 33 minutes gone.
Bennett, plenty of time, plenty of space, all the time in the world to fire it home, and that's exactly what he's done. And this is why Tottenham are on top of this game, leading by 2-1.
Arsenal win possession back again. It's Saka, who clips a lovely ball into Cottrell. He might go on the end of this. It then falls at the far post for Amiachi, who's been taken out by the goalkeeper. It's been given as a penalty to Arsenal. Foul from goalkeeper Josh Oluyemi on Amiachi there at the far post. And Arsenal with a great chance now to level it up for the second time. Bukayo Saka to take the penalty for Arsenal into the 51st minute of the game. Chance to draw level. It's Saka against Oluyemi. Saka left-footed. He has just about scored. I think they might have gone in off the post, Harry. Difficult to tell from our angle, but it just sort of slowed up. It must have gone in off the post. Either way, though, Saka has scored from the penalty spot. It's Arsenal 2, Tottenham Hotspur 2.
Well, the penalty was well struck. I'm not sure if you're watching the Southampton derby game last night on the television, but that was some cracking penalties. And Arsenal will hope to put the pressure on Tottenham for a bit longer now.
So extra time it is in the FA Youth Cup, live on Live Sports FM. Into the 94th minute as Balogun breaks away for Arsenal. He's tried to tee up, and he has scored. Javier Amiachi at the far post for Arsenal. He was squared, and he finished into the top corner. And the Arsenal substitutes, as well as all of the players, go to celebrate by the corner flag to my right. And it's Arsenal who, for the first time this evening, Harry, lead by 3-2.
We say the way the game has gone, especially in the second half and in this first period of extra time, you say Arsenal will deserve it. You feel a bit harsh on Tottenham, especially the first half that they had. Amiachi, who's been by far Arsenal's most impressive player on the ball tonight, getting a well-deserved goal.
Oli Yinka, as Arsenal come forward, his ball over the top finds Saka, who's onside despite claims from Tottenham. He's on the left side of the penalty box here, Saka, and he's found Amiachi on the far post. Amiachi goes around the outside, low shot, which sets up Balogun, who seals the win surely for Arsenal, who now lead by 4-2. Amiachi's shot charge down, it's set up really nicely for following Balogun, who tapped home into what was a pretty unguarded net. And on that occasion, Amiachi teeing up Balogun via a deflection off his shot, having seen Balogun tee up Amiachi just beforehand. But it's Arsenal 4, Tottenham 3 into the 102nd minute here, first half extra time.
That was a simple finish from Balogun. Goal which, especially his second half performance, has well deserved. And now Arsenal just edging it now, deservingly so as well.
Ball played out wide to Bennett as Tottenham try and come forward. Lopez with the challenge. He's kept it in play here, Lopez. Darting down the left-hand side, making his way into the penalty box. Pulls it back to Saka, trying to work half a yard. What a finish from Saka. Thumped into the roof of the net. And it's Arsenal 5, Spurs 2. And if it wasn't over before, it certainly is now. That is a sensational finish from Saka. Works half a yard on his left foot and fires it into the roof of the net. Arsenal 5, Tottenham 2.
A brilliant left-footed shot. The goalkeeper had no chance. And Arsenal now fully in control. And this game is surely over.
Back to Cottrell. Cottrell now forward and out wide to Coyle. Troy Coyle taking it down the left-hand side for Arsenal. Wonderful burst of pace to get away from Walcott. It's a low cross into Saka, who sort of stabbed it towards goal on the stretch. And it could have been his hat-trick, Saka. But on that occasion, it went wide.
Yeah, unfortunately for him. It did go wide, but I don't think... Yes, of course, they could have had that chance for the hat-trick, but I don't think he'll be too upset about that one as the referee blows for full-time.
Yeah, the referee has blown for full-time, and it's Arsenal who have booked their place in the fifth round of the FA Youth Cup. We needed extra time, but Arsenal secured the victory there and then. They've beaten Tottenham Hotspur by 5-2. A goal fest at Meadow Park. It took until extra time, really, for Arsenal to stamp down their authority, but if that's what they needed, they did it with aplomb.